Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to let Marlene go ahead and start, and I'm going to press star 5 to mute everyone. Now, if you want to talk, you will have to hit star 6 and then mute yourself by hitting star 6. Star 6 is the number and the way to mute or get back on. It's star first, then the 6. But we will be talking about that in a minute. Let you take it away here.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm going to hit star 5, and then you'll have to hit star 6, Marlene.
Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Marlene, and we'd like you to be aware of those who are attending this class, that we would like to meet with you, know more about you, know where you're from. And if you would like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know, because we have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated in regards to New Age subjects. So if you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, their offers and services, and updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list, and you'll hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer, or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. So we have a HeartShare team, and our active members are Barbara, Leela, Dee, Dwyn, Cindy, Sharon, Donna Dregan, Donna Kors, and myself, Marlene Prescott. And we present this class, and we are available to answer questions and find out the answers and pray with you and encourage you. So if any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Kors or Barbara Gabbert or any of our team members that you might know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. And you may also express any desires or requests or suggestions at the end of this class, and we'll honor them and you. So we are composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, and then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. So the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. So we work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now they work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us towards our ascension. So the mission of the Heart Center community is that we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self, and we share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. So next I'm going to explain a class procedure. We have a wonderful class tonight with Archangel Gabriel. You may also hear the recording of this class by going to the home page menu and clicking on events, and then clicking on HeartShare events. So all our previous classes are archived there for your pleasure to listen to whenever you choose. So I suggest that you might want to have pen and paper, and it's best to use a landline phone with the speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and then your hands are then free, enabling you to walk around, take notes, and meditate with us, and take the phone with you if you move. So we keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have you muted now. You can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to share something or ask a question during our class. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through when you're done speaking, press star 6 again, and you'll be muted again. So this is important to block out the noise and any interference. We ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or a comment so that we can finish the class on time. So right now we're going to do an opening invocation for the class. Is there anyone on the call that would like to give the invocation? If you do, hit star 6.
In the name I am that am, we call for the Archei to please come and help us this night. And we ask for Mother Mary and Raphael especially, and Jesus, please be with us. Help us to understand any problems that people may be having tonight, and give us inspiration to help others at any time. We ask this in the name I am that am. Amen.
Well, thank you very much, Donna. That was beautiful. Okay, so now we're going to do a breathing exercise. We do a breathing meditation. It's also called pranayama, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. So consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. So close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, look up toward that part in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows. That is the location of your third eye chakra. So see your breathing coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is of a female gender, thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. So now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of 8. So, let's start our breathing meditation. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do it another time. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. And let's do it one more time. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. So you can also say it, it might be easier to say, I breathe in my solar presence, but you can experiment with this. It's very easy to do, and it really connects you with your I am presence. Okay, so tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter, or it was sent to you by email. So you are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer, but we will say it together. So let's say this prayer to Archangel Michael. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. Okay, so we will also do a song. We're going to sing I and the Mother Light Are One. I believe it is song 120 in your songbook. So this song, as you meditate on it, will help you realize what happens to us when we are filled with the Mother Light and decide to work with Mother Mary and are the mothers of heaven. Through this song, when meditated upon it, you can bring peace and tranquility and harmony upon the planet. Okay, I'd like to give you an update on some of the things that the Heart Center is having at this current time. I know we're planning for our Winter Solstice Conference. It's entitled Enlighten Yourself with the Buddhas. And this will be December 19th through the 22nd in Livingston, Montana. And also there are some Meru University courses that you can attend. Currently, we have the Archei Speak Meru Class 1307. And then we also have a Divine Science class each month. I'm not quite sure when the one in November is, but if anyone is interested, please contact us and we'll give you some more information. The Divine Science classes are on the Heart Center website, and the Divine Science classes are free. And so I believe that's all the announcements I have.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay. Yes, we'll proceed from here. Tonight we're having this wonderful heart stream from Archangel Gabriel that Marlene told you about. And I want to give you a little bit of a background on Archangel Gabriel and Hope, the Archei, who is his consort or his twin flame. Gabriel and Hope are Archangel and Archea of the fourth ray of the resurrection and the ascension flame. Together with the angels of purity and the seraphim, these twin flames guard the immaculate concept of the God design for every man, woman, and child upon this planet. Gabriel is the angel of Annunciation, which really means announcement, who greeted Mary with the words, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." He salutes each mother-to-be with these glad tidings, with glad tidings about the child that she is having and the fact that the child could have the Christic Buddhic self within it if the parents will raise that child correctly. Although the women may not recall this or hear it, it's their soul knows. In fact, most women upon the planet today are not attuned to Gabriel's high consciousness of purity, and therefore they do not hear his voice. But the time is coming when all parents-to-be shall hear him. Gabriel warns that the campaign to limit the population is a plot of the Antichrist to deprive souls of the opportunity to earn their ascension. Those who proclaim or hearken to the lies regarding population control may find the portals of birth closed to them when they next seek to apply to the Lord of Karma for reembodiment. Gabriel and Hope are dedicated to the purity of every life stream and to the purity of the purpose of God in every soul. Hope fills the parents with expectancy, joy, enthusiasm, and the memory of the goal of every life stream, which is the ascension in the light. Every life stream knows at some level, whether consciously or unconsciously or both, that is the goal. We find in this heart stream that we are going to hear tonight that Gabriel appears to two groups of people, two kinds, one we just read about. See if you catch it as we play this heart stream. So here we go. It takes a minute.
Radiant ones would understand the nature of God and the blessedness of being. I, Gabriel, come to invest a greater portion of divine light within your heart, flowing outward through the environment in which you live and move and have your being, in order that God's grace, God's hope, God's crystalline light may be yours to employ consciously each hour of the day, each moment of your life, to bring the spirit into play within your world. I am that which is and which was and which is to come within the Almighty as an angel, yea, an archangel of purity, fielding the ascension current on behalf of mankind and with my beloved, offering hope and new opportunity for self-transcendence. I appear to the inner sight of every woman who is preparing in consciousness to give birth. And this day I appear the inner vision of those, both men and women, who would give birth within self of a new solar radiance, powered by spirit, energized by the Divine One, and sanctified by that which already exists within of eternality, which has great spiritual significance and authenticity, and yet which often remains unmanifest, to be rediscovered and utilized within your life.
Just briefly, you now have seen the two groups of people that Gabriel appears to, the mothers, of course, and on the inner to people who desire a greater output of light, a greater spiritual growth. And by the way, that light that he's talking about starts as a tiny 1/16th of an inch flame in our hearts, and it's called the threefold flame because it is represented by blue, which means power, pink, which stands for love, and yellow, which represents wisdom. And these three flames together make the threefold flame, which, if we grow spiritually, grows bigger and bigger and bigger. I've seen a picture of Jesus where he was ensconced in this beautiful threefold flame that surrounded him, above him, below him. It was what I would call the sacred fire. And we all have this sacred fire, which we'll be talking about a little bit later.
Precious one, when you understand the dynamism of God's being within you, your own crystal nature, your own selfhood and light, then nothing will stand in the way of this birthing process of your new divinity manifest day by day in your life experience. How is it that each one may ascend in consciousness a little bit more each day in order to access all of the virtues of God and the blessings of the Spirit? Truly it is through love and through acceptance of God's love within your heart, whereby you feel appreciated, validated. And when you know yourself as light, that this dynamic takes hold of you and that you enter a new realm of pure beingness and the radiance of the Spirit. Over and over we come on inner dimensions and planes of being to the soul to engender this sense of selfhood within presence as already vouchsafed to you from God, the beginning of your manifestation as a spirit spark of the One. When you can feel deeply that which God has bestowed within you as the life current, as the energy of the cosmos, miniaturized within your heart, you, blessed ones, through this sense of inner worthiness, can make greater progress on your path. Dissolve all of the past misgivings that you may have held about yourself or others or life. And through the radiant field that comes when you live in this eternal truth, miracles and divine manifestations of grace do occur synchronistically within your life.
There is a wonderful book called Testimony of Light. You may want to write this down because this is probably the best book I have ever read about what heaven is like. It's by Helen Graves, and it's in our bookstore. And it's a true story of a nun named Frances Banks who died in 1965, but who maintained telepathic contact with the author, Helen. The author is, Frances is able to relate to her about the planes of heaven. And of course, we know the masters say there are 33 levels above Earth, and 33 downward, below Earth. Well, actually starting on Earth. She tells the story of previously imprisoned of a previously imprisoned Jewish lady who lost her husband and daughter in World War II and was dealing with much bitterness and hatred toward the Nazis, especially a particular one. This woman managed to make it to the very lowest plane of heaven because of her basic kindness and love of others. But she had to stay in a hospice type of a place until she could dissolve past misgivings about others and herself. She had to learn to forgive what the Nazis did to her, her daughter, and her husband, or she couldn't move on. And Frances Banks, the nun who relates this story, volunteered to help these people as they came in from Earth. It's kind of like a landing field or a landing pattern place that she calls it a home. And I think there's probably many of them in heaven. The particular one that Frances managed usually had people that had a Catholic background come there. And she relates all her experiences with the different ones that come and how she helps them get acquainted with their new plane, this new life. And many of them, because of the hatred and misgivings and even the sense of unworthiness about themselves, cannot go much farther because they can't tolerate the light. The light is too much for them. Have you ever hated anyone? Think about this. What did it do to you? And how did you get over it? Have any of you ever had that problem? Or maybe just strongly disliked somebody or just didn't want to be around someone. Are you able to forgive them for their presence even? Because we are all one, whether we like it or not, we are all one. If any of you have comments to make on this, feel free to hit star 6. Then I'll just mention this. The next thing he says, through the radiant field that comes when you live in this eternal truth, miracles and divine manifestations of grace occur synchronistically or simultaneously or closely together. Have you ever experienced grace and a miracle almost simultaneously or synchronistically? Any of you would like to share something, please feel free. I will just mention then that shortly
What's the name of the book?
Oh, the name of the book is Testimony of Light.
Testimony
by Helen
of Light?
Of Light, yes. And Helen Graves, and her last name is spelled G-R-E-A-V-E-S. Maybe it's Greaves, I don't know, but that's the way it's spelled, G-R-E-A-V-E-S. And you might be able to get it through Amazon, although if you get it through Amazon, go to our website and find out how to get the book through our website. Just, in fact, I'll give you a number you can call and get all that information in a minute.
Okay.
But the Testimony of Light book is outstanding, and I would let me just tell you a little bit about how I'm using that book right now. I get together with my property manager in the mornings before we go about our work, and we pray together. He's a very devout Christian. He's not into New Age. But this book is opening his eyes, and I think that if you ever want to share with somebody or get them to go beyond the four walls of their the Bible, as beautiful and wonderful as it is, but to get them to go beyond that, near-death experiences or books like this will blow their mind and open them up without you having to say anything to other possibilities. So now I'd like to tell you about a grace and a miracle that happened almost simultaneously to me. Shortly before my husband died, I unexpectedly received a monetary gift, which turned out to be a real miracle for me. It was unexpected. I never thought that this would happen for me. Because right after my husband died, I found myself having to handle all the business, store, and the properties that he had worked on 24/7 to keep afloat. And now I suddenly had to know all that he had known, and I didn't. I just didn't know. I had been very busy with the heart center and volunteer things, and I sold stuff in my store and talked to people. I'm a talking to people person, and I was not interested in the business, and we kept talking about me learning it, but I didn't. So we had properties with major problems. People had destroyed or mishandled them. They owed huge sums of money to us, which they weren't paying. In fact, many of them disappeared. Insurance and taxes were due on them. One place burned down. I didn't know anything about real estate. I didn't even know the difference between the words amortization and equity. I owed huge sums of money. A young man came into my life almost simultaneously and walked me through the steps, explained and helped me deal with every situation, becoming a true servant example to me in every sense of that word. To me, this is an example of living in the radiant field of simply knowing you will be cared for, calling upon God, and then letting him do his thing for you. And that's what it was. He supplied the money to me that I was going to need, and he supplied the person to show me how to use it and what was going on. And I have gradually been learning this business. I would like to be totally retired, but, you know, God has different plans for us. But that, to me, made me realize, as I looked back on it, wow, it's because I was walking with God, giving, tithing to him, calling upon him daily, speaking with my, when I say God, I mean my Father, Mother, God, my Father, Mother presence, my solar presence, which is all around me, that I pulled down and kept over me daily, and calling upon the angels and the hosts of the Lord that are there for us. So if anybody has anything to share at this point or any questions you'd like to ask, please feel free, and then we will go on. Okay, we will go on.
Hi, Donna. Donna, this is Cindy.
Cindy.
Hi, how are you? I was just, you know, here's just a little thing that's just happened to me in the last couple of days. I am a landlady, and one of my renters is, oh, the neighbors would always be calling up, you know, complaining about him. But he always paid his rent on time, him and his wife, so I always, you know, kind of looked the other way. And then a couple of days ago, he kind of unleashed on me. And now I knew how the renters felt, you know, and it was very, very hard the whole day. I had to really, you know, sing Ho'oponopono, and through the night I just kind of relied on my higher self to get me through the night. And the next morning I was doing my yoga, my decrees, and I always say, and I always thank Mother Mary for the Immaculate Concept, which is a concept that every person and situation is perfect, and there's no blaming, shaming, condemning, belittling, gossiping, or judging. And after I did that, I felt this, you know, this upliftment, upliftment to my soul, because it's true, you know, he is who he is, and, you know, it'd be easy to say he's crazy and he's not normal, but he's where he's at and where he's supposed to be. And that just really helped me to let go of what I was trying to let go. So I think that was, you know, grace of God right there too.
Oh, yes. That is powerful. It is so hard. I know one time somebody bawled me out and my husband, we had parked in the wrong place and this person went into a rage. It took me a long time, a lot longer than it took you. And yes, that's. But we can do it, and that's. And you know, and our tests get a little harder as we get farther down the road, and it helps us to realize that we can do it, and we can just keep on staying in that light with our solar presence and watch what happens. Thank you so much, Cindy. Okay, we'll go on here.
This is my promise to you, each one, that when you feel hope for a future within the eternal now of the present time, flowing through your conscious awareness, your solar presence, then the divine enters the scene, the glorious manifests in your world, and all that is beautiful and transcendent simply abides within your fruitful awareness, one with the eternal source of being. Yes, we repeat our messages often, daily, for the elect and for those whom we are electing to contact, to raise up a little bit more, in order that they may begin to fulfill their greater purpose upon earth. This is part of the reason for this. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, book signing and lecture tour, wherein all of you have been invited to heart stream within your own solar presence with greater understanding of the dynamics of the Master El Moria's teaching. You see, dearest ones, you are a player in this greater God scheme of planetary self-transformation. And when you see yourself as an active participant in the process of enlightenment and the etherealization of the matter planes with divine light, then the archangels and many of those who come into the purview of our awareness as well as that of your higher self may be employed by your word, by your invitation, by your acceptance of our light currents in your midst.
Now, I want to talk for just a minute about the Advanced Studies of the Human Aura book, which is a powerful book, and if you don't have it, I encourage you to get it. But in chapter 22, on pages 93 and 94 of that book, there is a powerful way to be an active participant in the etherealization or the perfection of this earth. El Morya gives us a powerful but easy visualization if you practice it a little. And you may want to take notes here if you don't have the book. He gives us this powerful visualization of a 12-inch pyramid. We close our eyes and we visualize this gold 12-inch pyramid. Then we see or visualize a 3-inch beam of violet light coming forth from our third eye, which is in the center of our forehead between our eyebrows, and going into the pyramid, diffusing it with a concentrated violet hue. So now we see this beam of light like a spotlight coming out of the middle of our forehead. It's like a miner with that light on his forehead. And going into this pyramid in front of us and saturating it with this violet hue. Then we feel the pyramid saturated, or we send it joy and forgiveness and mercy. And we see the pyramid filled up with these emotions of joy, forgiveness, and mercy that we feel. And if you have trouble feeling joy, forgiveness, and mercy, think about what your Father, Mother, God is doing for you, and feel the joy that your Father, Mother, God, or your Oversoul, your Solar Presence, whatever you want to call it, is feeling as you rise up and seek higher things and see God elevate your life. So you feel the pyramid saturated with joy, forgiveness, and mercy, and then you see it shrink down to about a half an inch in diameter. You hold out your hands with your palms up, and you see your palms covered with hundreds of these tiny pyramids. And then you charge the pyramids by saying, "Pyramids, be foci for planetary transformation." Or you might say, "Pyramids, be foci for forgiveness, joy, and mercy." And then you hurl them out into the cosmos, seeding the whole atmosphere with violet laser light love. You see the tiny pyramids exploding all over our planet, multiplying so that the planet becomes covered with them. I could not get over what happened when I did this. It was so exciting. Now, I couldn't do it just the way I wanted right off. It takes a little practice, but I started doing it before I went to sleep at night. And if you read that chapter 22 and pages 90, 3 and 94, and practice doing this before you go to sleep or maybe before the day starts, whatever is a good time for you, and you keep doing it. It gets stronger and stronger. So I just want to encourage you to get that book. That's the second book I'm mentioning, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by El Morya. We'll go on now.
Oh, dearest ones, the archangels are always so near at hand. And yet at times you relegate us to other realms or dimensions far from the presence of your current state of awareness, thinking that somehow you are not worthy to know us, to investigate that which we desire to manifest and bring forth within your world. I am here to tell you that through a simple redialing of your conscious awareness, there may alight within your world the blessings that we are most hospitably able to offer unto you each one, in order that God's grace, God's hope, and God's eternal light may flow unto you whenever you require it on your sacred journey.
I want to read to you briefly a quote from a cosmic being. He says this: the Illuminati require the energy of fear to keep refueling themselves. Tyrannical regimes generate an enormous amount of fear, thereby serving Illuminati needs extremely well without any effort on their part. The high death toll in countries with brutal rulers is aligned with the Illuminati goal to reduce the world's population, and all wars serve that same purpose. And then he goes on to say, it would be good to send light to the president, to the House of Representatives, to your Congress, your Senate, and all people who are rulers of your country, and all of Earth and all their rulers. And this will assist in the speedier accomplishment of beneficial changes that are integral to the uniting of your world in peace and respect for all life. Mainstream media makes certain that you know about all of those fearful and sensational incidents wherever they happen, but they aren't telling you about the myriad successful accomplishments from villages on up to global that are immensely heartwarming and encouraging evidence that reforms are underway. And then he goes on and he says, not all that many years ago, the preponderance of energy generated by Earth's residents was fear-based. Now the billions of good persons, and only a few are not, are responding in accordance with their passion to help right the wrongs wherever they are. Change rarely starts at the top and filters down. It starts at the bottom and it flows upward. And this is happening throughout your world, although nobody is going to tell you. The way to dispel darkness is to let the light through. Light, light, light in action. Light is synchronistic with love. To negotiate from the heart, radiating light, love, and peace makes motives transparent and can bring about a meeting of minds for the common good, even in the worst of your leaders. Peace reigning in the hearts of everyone is our goal. Not the stopping of violence and atrocities to others and ourselves, because that will stop as you have peace, light, and love in your heart. So if anybody wants to make a comment, go ahead.
Oh, the presence of hope is here. The knowledge of the Spirit and its workings is coming to the fore through many conscious ones, teachers, writers, aspirants, who are truly making contact with our world and drawing forth divine inspiration and messages of truth and hope in so many domains, languages, and cultural expressions. For you see, we are not limited by time and space, and therefore our work extends in multi-dimensions of being throughout vast regions of consciousness. That are impressed throughout your world unto each life stream who simply looks up and looks within to know God in a deeper and more intimate way. Radiant ones, let your hearts expand today. Receive the crystal fire of Gabriel and Hope, the seven archangels and their archei, and of the five who serve with the crystal rays to blend the resources of their diamond beams to enlighten raise, heal, bless, and seal mankind. Yes, we are so close, only a breath away, if you accept our presence within your midst. Breathe in the crystal fire, the diamond light essences of all of the seven rainbow rays of those transformative and powerful crystalline essences of the crystal five, hidden and yet now being revealed in this time. May I put in a plug for my beloved and her other six sisters of light, who are coming very soon into your midst during your Meru University course on the raising of the Mother Light. Precious ones, if you could see as I see it, what they have prepared within the chalice of their beings for each one of you, you would be amazed. You would jump and leap at the opportunity to be in their midst as they sponsor this upcoming course. Truly, you will be ensconced in a great diamond crystal radiance and multifaceted dimensions of being through the seven rainbow rays that will shine forth from spirit into matter and directly into your auric field, your chakra centers, the energy streams that will be available unto you through the worded releases pouring forth through our amanuensis here will be greater than all of you can yet and now imagine. Dearest ones, we have been preparing this course now, in your earth time, if you can actually believe it, for a number of decades, for we saw long ago the opportunity within the year 2013, because of the spiritual work of many upon earth to provide for our this alchemy of light, this blessing of this charging forth essence, feminine essence, into the giving of all life for the salvation of the feminine principle within every soul.
Good evening, sir. Yes. This is Philip. I remember that you said, you said you were leaving on Friday. So I don't know what time on Friday, I'm going to work tomorrow. So I just wanted to call you now to wish you
on the phone somewhere else, please.
Yes, please. Yes.
Start
and mute yourself. Thank you.
Your love, may many, many angels go with you above, below, brightness behind your front, in the center of your front, and many sisters, your daughters, keep you smiling. And whatever
blessings of Omega and of all mothers of heaven send it unto you so that you truly may merge with your greater solar presence and be inspired in this divine light as a co-creator with us.
Okay, he mentioned Omega and the Mothers of Heaven, and he talked about the five crystal ones, the crystal five, hidden and yet now being revealed at this time. They used to be called the five secret ray archei and archangels, and I can tell you what their names are. I will tell you briefly, and if you want to really know them and write down what they each do, which we don't really have time to go into extensively tonight, just give me a call or email me, and I'll give you that information. But the first one is Oriel and Alina. They accelerate the secret ray action, and they can clear and spiritualize our auras. They do this mainly for sincere disciples. Then the second is Celestial and Selena. They act as step-down transformers, so that when there's a tremendous amount of light, we're able to tolerate it. They bring God's energies to us in a form that we can handle. And then there's Christila and Christiel. They widen our crystal cord between the Holy Spirit and the Christ or Buddhic self and our soul. And they magnify the charismatic frequencies for us. Then the fourth ones are Soliel and Estrela. They regulate the starry photonic currents that come for us, and they gradually increase the currents as they descend to us. Now, these things happen as we grow and become more and more disciplined and joyous and consistent in our worship. Then the last is Virtual and Restrea. They deliver unknown virtues and gifts according to the Holy Spirit, as she tells them what we need. We have to qualify for these things, and they are quite aware of when we qualify. We may not even necessarily have to ask them. Going back to Omega here, Omega is the feminine consort of Alpha, and their names mean the beginning and the end. They are referred to three times in the Bible as such, and we know them as the mother and father of our world and beyond, having always been and always will be. So Omega might be considered the mother of all mothers. Now, an archia is the feminine complement of an archangel and thus wields tremendous energies of this spirit in her services to mankind in a gentler and somewhat, I would say, more feminine manner than the archangels. The seven archei are Faith, Christine, Charity, Hope, Mother Mary, Aurora, and Holy Amethyst. There is an eighth, and I'm not sure why that one isn't included, but the eighth one is Azalea, Uziel and Azalea. Now, by invoking the light of the seven archei, we create a rainbow radiance of God's tender blessings around us. The masters have said that the crystal golden age will not come, get this is very important, will not come until our planet is filled with the mother light, at least a lot more than is there now, such as is emanated by these mothers. We are currently taking a class, which Gabriel mentioned here, and it's with these archei. And if you're interested in joining this class and you want more details, I'm going to give you two phone numbers that you can call to get the information. They are 312-253-7600 or 7600. That's the first number you could call and ask about it. The second number is 630-894-4410. Now, the class is on Sunday mornings, and you will need somebody to tell you how to get to that place. It's very simple, really. It's under on our menu bar. It's under the Maru classes, and it'll be the one that mentions the class with the Archei. I forget what number it is, but the person that you talk to on one of these phone numbers will tell you all about that and what to do. All you have to do is call one of those numbers and find out how to register for the class. The classes are all recorded, and if you've missed some, you can go back and hear them again, and they will tell you all about doing that. If you are over 65 or 70, I'm not sure what it is, you can go to the class at a very low price, much lower than everybody else. There is a fee for it. I think it's very reasonable when you look at all the prices being charged on other classes across the Internet. It is an Internet class, but I believe that there is a way you can hear it by telephone. But when you call one of those two numbers I told you about, they will give you those details. Now we will continue and hear just the very ending of this heart stream tonight.
I am Gabriel. Hearken to the words of the Lord God that we bring. Hear the trump that I now blow across the earth, calling more those who have in the past at times ignored the words of truth and beauty, whom we are awakening through this toning and cosmic sounding of light.
Gabriel chants here. So when Gabriel made those vowel sounds, and of course we could not hear the trump that he said he would now blow across the earth, calling more of those who in the past ignored the words of truth and beauty, he said we are awakening them through this tone, through this toning, and this cosmic sounding of light. So, you know, this is happening continually now. We are being bombarded, hallelujah, with light from cosmic beings, from the archangels. And much more is happening on this earth than the media or the powers that be will let you know. They want you to live in fear. They want you to watch the news and say, oh, woe is me, the United States is going to hell in a handbasket. They want you to do that. And we are sent here right now, you and me, to visualize the opposite and to send out, emanate, gunge loads of light and love, joy and peace, mercy and forgiveness, sending it out through these little pyramids or whatever way you want. You can just lift up holy hands and visualize the light going forth out of both of your hands across the earth, if nothing else. And you can say, light, 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 joy, joy, love, love, love. Send those out. Did anybody, was somebody wanting to make a comment? I think I heard some noise there. Anyway, if anyone...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Actually, I wasn't making the noise, but I decided I wanted to say something about the pyramids. In the human aura study that we do every Monday night, we've been experimenting with that visualization of the pyramids for a few weeks now. And last week, right before the class, I was talking to John, who I think's on the class tonight, and we were talking about the pyramids, and I had been having pain for 2 months in the back of my leg, like something had bitten me, and I was actually thinking of having to make a dermatologist appointment, because I was thinking, this is ridiculous. This is hurts when I touch it. It's sore, and it's been going on for 2 months. And so I said to John right before the class, I said, I think I'll take this visualization that we've been doing, and Marion, who's on the class tonight, had said during one night, she said, well, I took those pyramids and put it on, I don't know what part of the body she put it on, but so I put it on my leg. I did that visualization before the class, and I put it on my leg after I talked with John right before the class, and it's all gone.
Wow.
It's all gone.
Oh, Donna, thank you so much for sharing that.
I mean,
wow.
There is no pain or anything. It was, I thought maybe I had really something wrong with my bone or something. I mean, something really serious that I was actually going to go, because it had been going on for 2 months, and if I touched it, it would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all gone.
Oh, that is exciting. I know there is just any number of miracles that the Violet Flamer is doing today, and we are the ones that know about it. The rest of the world does not know about it. There are some groups that do, yes, but we really do know about it, and Saint Germain is hanging in there and giving us heart streams every so often to tell us to use that violet flame, and that is a wonderful example. You're going to have to share this. I can see an opportunity coming up right away. Thank you so much for sharing that. I want to tell everyone right now about a little bit more about the Golden Age that's coming. Somewhere on our website it says, how can we precipitate a Golden Age? Can we manifest all we desire? September 11th, 2001, and December 21st, 2012, were major shifts in planetary consciousness. People awakened to a new era, an era beyond the limitations of time and space, within the immortal now. In that spirit, and because we understand with more clarity daily our personal power, on September 10th of this year, we began our 99-day vigil for abundance and peace, for expansion of consciousness and divine love within. Through this vigil, we accept the victory of our personal economy, each one of us. We all have our own economical challenges, and the U.S. and global economy. We see our budgets balanced and debt eradicated. Through the months of our vigil, we see funds flowing into the Heart Center in preparation for the creation of our 2014 business plan, and we realize that we are that abundant stream through solar consciousness. And we're going to talk about that a lot more in our next teleclass that we have. We're going to be talking about peace and abundance, and we will do this probably with Fortuna and with David Lewis. So what I would like to do right now is ask if there are any, if there's anyone on our call or any one of our HeartShare team members that would like to give a closing invocation and seal our class for tonight, and then any of you who are free and would like to stay for our prayer time and have any further questions, please feel free to stay on. The rest of you, we say thank you for being with us. Have a wonderful evening. So is there anybody who would give a sealing prayer? Barbara, are you there?
Donna.
Yes.
Donna, it's Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy to do that.
Great. Thank you.
We call now from our hearts to beloved Mother Omega and to all the mothers of heaven. Thank you for sponsoring us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for guiding us and protecting us and teaching us. Thank you for loving us. We pray for your continued sponsorship, your continued guidance. And we thank beloved Gabriel and Hope for their teaching and their lessons this night. Seal us now in your light and in the light of the Holy Spirit. Help us to take this information and this light and put it to good use in our own lives and in the world, and to continue glowing and growing, and help us to be all that you desire us to be. Help us to learn all that you desire us to learn. Help us to love like you love. We thank you, and we seal this class now in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara. Now, if you all hold on, I'm going to stop the recording.